From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super duper glad to see you on the radio. I hope you enjoyed America's First News early this morning and then our CBS updates. And we're going to launch into our first interview on WKOK Sunrise on this Friday morning with Karen Book, who is a board member and volunteer with the Selins Grove Area Community Pool. Good morning, Karen. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. It's wonderful to be with you again this morning.
I really do appreciate it. You bring a tremendous amount of enthusiasm that you've turned into just probably hundreds of hours of volunteer work with the pool, and you and your board coordinating and pushing and making sure and asking folks and hearing a lot of yeses and just making sure that the Selins Grove pool is really just a vibrant, big place to go and have some fun. Even if you don't dip in the water, I suppose it's a good place to go. So if
It really is. And the pool is located at 30 Linda Lane, for anyone who's not familiar with its location. And it has been run by a board of volunteers who do donate a tremendous amount of time to keep it running and operational as a place for safe family fun for Susquehanna Valley families. It's been in operation since 1968. And since that time, certainly we've needed to do some extensive repairs to keep it going. We do appreciate the support of all the individuals and businesses that choose to donate to help us do that. It's been a tremendous help to keep things running.
Well, and some community pools either have less use or shut down, but others thrive and are pretty vibrant. Explain that. It seems to me that it's this sort of community endeavor that keeps Selins Grove Pool at the peak of its RPM, so to speak.
Yes, we do see it as a community treasure. So the amount of time that the board members put into it, I think, is what creates that vibrancy. And of course, it's a lot of teens and area people who choose to work at the pool as a lifeguard or as management staff, and we appreciate their time as well. And so we're very excited about what we have planned this year. We're actually opening this weekend for Memorial Day, starting on Saturday. So we'll be open Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And admission on Monday, which is Memorial Day, will be free to the community. And we're excited about that. We'll be closed then the week in between, and then beginning Friday, June the 3rd, the pool is going to be open every day from noon to 7 for the duration of the 2022 swim season. And some of the exciting things that we have planned, you may remember that we had some repairs to our baby pool. And so what we did is create a brand new splash pad that kids can enjoy. And it's a very large area that features water sprayers and fountains and waterfalls and dump buckets, all the playful things that kids of all ages and abilities will be able to enjoy. We've even included a Selins Grove seal as a little fountain to shoot water for the kids to run through. So we're excited about that. It's just about finished. I would say within the next few weeks, the final paint coats will go on and we'll be able to have that up and running during the season.
Well, a new diving board is one of the new things. Maybe list all the many things that happened there. Of course, you mentioned the splash pad now, and this week where you won't be open while the kids are wrapping up school, but then you'll reopen on Friday, next Friday. But list all the other opportunities at the pool. So many things are on that long list.
Sure. And again, as part of our major repair project that we undertook over the last couple years, we were able to add competitive swim lanes. So that means that the Selins Grove Stingray Summer Swim Team is able to hold their practices and meets right on site at the pool. And they're actually still taking some members. So anyone that would be interested can find the Selins Grove Stingray Swim Team on Facebook, or they can look up at Selins Grove stingrays.swimtopia.com for all the registration details. So they are still taking memberships. Practices will begin there at the pool on June the 5th. But the pool itself, we're hosting Red Cross swim lessons. We always get parents who are interested in having their children learn how to swim, which is such an important safety opportunity, I think. You know, to keep kids safe is know how to swim. So we're offering swim lessons from June 27th to July 1st. And then again from July 11th to July 15th with several sessions during the day. They can also learn how to scuba dive right at the pool. We have a scuba course that's happening July 17th through August 14th on Sundays. So during that time period, Sundays from 4 to 7, we're going to have a free tri-scuba class. If you've thought about scuba diving but you just really aren't sure if it's for you, you can try it out for free July the 10th at 4 o'clock. So that's prior to that course beginning. Of course, the course has a fee, but it's very affordable compared to scuba courses in other parts of the area. So we would love to see people come out and learn to do that. We're also going to offer free water aerobics and yoga sessions throughout the season. And we're taking registration for things like birthday parties and private parties. They're already on the docket and on the calendar for this season. So anyone that would be interested in getting a family pass or an individual season pass, they can head on over to sealandsgrovepool.org and download that registration form and then just bring it back to the pool during our regular business hours and sign up for that family pass.
And you have Bella's Pizza. You have Bella's Pizza there. Folks are interested to get a good pizza. If you're closer to the pool.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have a concession stand. I mean, if you're there and you're hot and you want a drink or some sort of food or other refreshment, we're thrilled that Bella's Pizza comes back year after year to operate the concession stand and make it a little bit more enjoyable while folks are enjoying the pool.
Now, you do some fundraising. Explain, you got a couple of events on the calendar as the year progresses.
We do, and I mentioned that, I mean, honestly, this pool could not operate without the generosity of both individuals and businesses, and one of the ways that we try to encourage the public to support the pool is to get involved with a fundraiser where you can have fun, not just provide the donation, but also have some sort of activity to come out and support the pool together. So something that we've done year after year is the we call it the Dash and Splash 5K. Well, this year, we're actually going to hold it in the fall, which is a little different. Normally, it's during the summer months, but we're going to hold a Halloween-themed 5K run-walk that's going to be on October 29th. So if anyone's interested in that event, it's not until the fall, but we can sort of add it to the calendar for October 29th, and registration for that will be on falconracetiming.com, or they can check out more information on our website. We're also looking into starting a brand new kids triathlon event, and I don't have a date for that quite yet. We've got to coordinate between the race, the board, and also the school district, because we want to hold it right on campus at Sealands Grove Area School District. So more on that to come. We're hoping for this summer. It may get pushed till next season. We'll see. But keep a watch out for that. And it's going to be a kids' triathlon event just to encourage kids to swim, bike, and run in a fun and non-competitive way.
Well, I think you could probably do a lot of bike riding and still be on the campus of the school district since it's so consolidated and centralized there. So that's fantastic. All right, go ahead.
The school district has been so cooperative with us. You know, we're so close to them. And I will say that when we have large events like a swim meet, I like to let people know that there is additional parking allowed at the Sealands Grove Area High School. They allow that parking lot to be used for some overflow parking for the pool if it's just a busy day or there's a meet going on. We get quite a few attendants, so that's another extra place for folks to be able to park.
One of our good listeners sends a question and asks, is the yoga in the water or they say on shore?
That will be on shore. So the aerobics classes are in the water. The yoga will just be on the campus. And that's a new addition. The water aerobics have been going on for a few years. The yoga sessions are new. And as I said, I don't have dates for those quite yet, but keep a watch for them. And we like to offer them for free. We pay the instructors, but we get some grant funding to help us offer them to the community for free. And if you'll notice, I mean, our prices have not increased for years. And with the recession, you know, we're paying our employees more and, you know, there's costs that are going up. But we've kept our prices the same. So, you know, and that's all because of the donations and generosity of individuals and businesses. So if anyone does want to make a donation, they can contact our pool board treasurer, Mike Reed, at WIL508@gmail.com. And that's WIL508@gmail.com, or certainly send a message to the Sealands Grove Pool. Contact us on Facebook. Check us out on the website, which is sealandsgrovepool.org, and we'd be happy to arrange for that donation.
Right, you're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, or SARI is, so that is appropriate there. Plus, you have the tube
tax
slides
deductible
that kids like. What about lap lanes? A lot of folks just like to go back and forth, sort of in a routine fashion.
Yes, and we do a lot separate time for lap lane swims for adults, and we have adult time in the pool. We have lap lane time that's set aside. Yeah, we really try to accommodate all the different needs of people that like to be involved with the pool. Certainly families come and spend time, but we have a lot of individuals that like to use the pool just for that wonderful form of exercise.
All right, well, fantastic. Certainly lots going on over there. I won't really ask you to make a pitch for folks to go to the pool, because I think your whole conversation was that, and you did a fabulous job. So really painting a picture of what is an exciting area in Sealance Grove. If you just walk near there, if you go to Kohl's Hardware, you know something's happening up on that rise, because you can hear it, and it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, so many of the board members are pitching in and helping to paint the front mural. We had some student artists that painted the mural on the front of the building and refreshed that. And this year, the front of the building is being refreshed, and we're getting some new landscaping. So many volunteer hours, as you have mentioned, have gone into keeping this pool a treasure of Sealands Grove. And you're right, area pools are closing. It's unfortunate, but they're expensive to run. And sometimes when they get into disrepair, they just decide to close them down. But we're committed to keeping this pool running for another 50 years.
Oh, we're fantastic. Good for you. Well, thank you. Thank you for all you're doing, and thank all the volunteers and donors who keep it going. I know it's a real vibrant area in Sealands Grove. Thank you so much, Karen. Thanks for your time and the information.
I love speaking with you. Thanks so much, Mark, for having us.
It is fun. We'll have to get back in person at one point and talk about the good nutritional aspects of life and the world that you explore. So we'll do that next. Thank you so much, Karen.
Sounds great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Karen Book, a board member and volunteer with the Sealands Grove Area Community Pool in their upcoming busy season, sealandsgrovepool.org.